Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
We are still waiting, Chad. Waiting to know who the president will be.
We are, but guess what? We are not waiting. We do have a winner.
We do?
We do. I looked it up last night. Wilbur won in that race in for mayor.
In Rabbit Hills, Kentucky. Yay, Wilbur. He was the front runner the week leading up to the election there, and Wilbur was able to pull through. How impressive.
I know. He was the winner, and it was a tough race, I think, but good job for him.
Congratulations. Actually, in all honesty, Mark Lawrence was just in here and he handed me a post-it note. Okay. So, talking about the election, it's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Of course, Tom is taking a couple days off. Chad Hershberger is in for him. But the two of us, like most of the nation, are waiting with bated breath to see who our president is either going to continue to be or become, because it is very, very close.
But overnight, some news. Joe Biden is slightly ahead now in Georgia.
Yes, I did see
that. That will give him enough electoral votes so that he will have 269.
And it's
so he'll need one more.
I was going to say 270 that you need. Now, here in Pennsylvania, the reporting overnight, and this is what Mark Lawrence just told me, is that we are 93% counted. And the several hundred thousand that remain are mostly military and then provisional votes. And what Mark explained to me, which was oh so helpful, because I will admit I do get confused on some of this kind of stuff. The provisional votes are, for example, if you didn't receive your mail-in ballot, so you went to the polls, told them that, showed them the email, so then they gave you a ballot, but it's provisional because then they have to do all of the double and triple checking. Or it's if you went and say, for example, they could not find your voter registration or something went wrong basically along the process, but you were allowed to vote. But now it's marked provisional because they have to do all of the double checking after the fact.
Yeah, I had a friend who actually did a provisional ballot on Tuesday.
Oh,
because he ended up in the hospital for gallbladder surgery. So his wife went and got a provisional ballot. He voted, and because he was in the hospital, he couldn't go to the poll to vote.
Okay. Okay. I had no idea that you could do something like that, which is good, particularly if you're in the hospital and it's an emergency type situation, you can still vote. But so right now, at least in Pennsylvania, the numbers are showing that Trump is up over Biden by about 22,000 votes. That is not a very large margin.
It is not. And you know what else? I was looking last night on the state election website, and even the other contests at the state level. So we also voted for attorney general.
Yes, we did.
Treasurer and those kind of offices. The divide, it's so close. I think Josh Shapiro, who's the attorney general, mm-hmm. had the biggest margin of any of the other candidates, and his was only like 2.5-3%.
Wow. You've shared an interesting fact with us yesterday, and I kind of want to bring it up again this morning, that in this election, because of the unprecedented voter turnout and all of the ways that we were able to vote due to the global pandemic, Trump will have received the most votes of any incumbent president ever in our history. And
actually
then
got more votes than he had in 2016.
Yes, exactly. And then Biden, for that matter, will also have received more votes than any challenger in our entire history. So that means that more people voted in this election than ever before, which to me deserves a round of applause.
Yes, that's the incredible numbers. We talked about this on Tuesday before the voting, but the engagement of the public in this election just has been fantastic. And we see that with all the numbers. And again, that's why they're still counting, because we had a lot of votes. We had a lot of early voting, either by mail or in the states that offer early voting. And depending on the state and their laws, some wait, like Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. until Election Day and after to count all those votes.
Well, all I know is we, of course, will be checking in with the news with Mark Lawrence from News Radio 1070 WKOK. In the event that there is anything breaking, of course, we will bring that to you right away. Coming up, we have a wonderful Friday on deck. It, of course, is Flashback Friday. Also,
Flashback Friday.
Of course. Also, I found a radio station that's doing something interesting that we'll chit-chat about in just a little bit, taking some different callers. And, of course, if you have a request, you can call us on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Chad Hirschberger, of course, in for Tom on this Friday morning, just about 30 minutes away from a Flashback Friday. I'm excited, Chad.
I am too. I love Flashback Friday.
So do I. Do you have, since you're guest hosting, do you have a particular song that you would like to hear?
Ooh, I'm going to have to think about that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I mean, I'm always down for
some
Britney.
There's so many coming to my mind.
Well, see, and I'm such a Britney Spears kind of girl. I always put it out there. I want Britney. And then Tom makes fun of me. And then somebody calls in and requests it. And it's a whole thing. But I cannot imagine that pop princess Britney Spears is on your sort of number one top list.
She is not. But Tom's not here. So you play what you want. You have control in the studio.
I do. I have the mouse.
Speaking of that,
I have the computer.
I happened to be down at the station yesterday.
Oh.
And I saw there's big new monitors in the studio for you.
There are. They are sort of on swivels to be moved around. It's a lot. It's like a little bombardment on your senses at 5 o'clock in the morning. But I like that I can have things sort of much more organized and up in front of my face than before. So, yeah, tiny changes are happening high atop Blue Hill. It's good stuff.
It almost looks like command center for the space shuttle or something.
Houston, we have a problem. No, not really.
Yeah, nothing else works in there, but you know what? The screens look nice.
The screens look fantastic. So I wanted to bring this up this morning. I was, of course, got up this morning, made a cup of tea, surfing around the internet, checking show prep, all that kind of stuff. You know what you do. And everyone on social media, at least on my friends list, is continuing to ask, like, why is this taking so long? Can't we find a better way to pick the president? And I came across this message from the Federal Voting Bureau, and they partnered up and talked to some radio stations. I couldn't believe that they did this. And they think that they have an easy fix. So take a listen really quickly, okay?
Do you live in the states of Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, or Pennsylvania? This election season, they're too close to call. And that's why we at the Federal Voting Bureau are looking for caller number 9 right now. Help break your state's tie. Caller number 9 makes the decision, and all this election chaos comes to an end. Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, the phone lines are open now. Call. Oh, hold it. Wait. People are already tampering with the phone lines. Forget it.
Caller number 9, right? And then you get to pick the president and you get a prize.
You know what else I read last night? Somebody posted on Facebook.
What was that?
American Idol can count 130 million votes during a commercial break. What's going on?
I feel like that, or else we could kind of make it like The Bachelorette. You just pluck certain individuals from each state, and then you put President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden in sort of like 6 feet apart, of course, in a room. And then you get them, people, to present them with a rose. And then the one with the most roses wins.
They'd be suffocated by all the roses.
Right?
250 million roses for the president. 250 million roses for Joe Biden.
Exactly. I mean, it's so close to call. Anyway, I think picking the president via caller number 9, using radio stations across this nation to, you know, basically help spur along the election results in the states that we're still waiting on, to include our fair state of Pennsylvania, I think it's not a horrible idea.
Well, long as you're going that way, you might as well do a fundraising raffle. $20 a ticket to support President Trump. $20 a ticket to support Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen,
right?
Support your nonprofits.
Support your nonprofits. I think we just, guys, we just solved between me and you, Mark and Chad, I think we just solved all of the electorate's problems. It's amazing.
Hey, Laura, speaking of The Bachelor, I saw a headline this morning. There was, like, shocking stuff on The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah, no spoilers. No spoilers, because okay. I have friends who, like, good girlfriends, who they sometimes fall behind, and I was reading those spoilers, so we're not gonna ruin someone's Friday because we spoiled The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. So.
I'm very unhappy.
Yeah.
Another negative outcome.
Uh-oh.
They're going to push me away from this show if they
can. I know. This is your show.
Right.
It is.
Well, I'm not going to get into it. I have a lot of words to say.
No spoilers.
Wow, I didn't know Mark was a Bachelor fan.
Oh, he is for a long time now.
Yeah, ever since Melrose Place went off the air, I've had a void.
And it's been a while since I said I'm sorry.
Just minutes away from a Flashback Friday. Get those requests in. You can call us at 1-800-326-94KX. Text us at 49330 or message on the 94KX Facebook page. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom, of course, taking some time off. Chad Hershberger filling in for Tom. And Chad, did you pay attention to the news that Mark just did a few minutes ago?
I thought I did.
Oh,
you're
okay.
Ask me a question. I don't know. I know it.
Did you hear the last story that he did?
I'm trying to think what it was now.
Hello. Starbucks holiday cups get released today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that a big deal
to
you?
I'm not a coffee drinker, so
that's not on my radar. Oh, my gosh. I love the yearly release of the Starbucks holiday cup. It's, like, fantastic. So I had to Google them, look them up. They are adorable. There are four different designs, red, green, and white this year. But today, and I don't know, I have a very busy day today. If you go to Starbucks and order one of their holiday drinks, you get a free reusable holiday Starbucks cup.
No way.
Yeah, I know, right? They're just giving, and it's so cute. It looks like a little sweater with ribbon on it. Oh my God, I need one. I need to have one.
I'm looking them up here now.
They're adorable.
I can see the picture.
Mm-hmm. And the one that they're giving away for free is, I think, the cutest one. It's very, very nice. The only thing is, though, you won't be able to bring that reusable cup back to the store to get discounts this year like you typically do every other year. Because of the pandemic, they're not allowing reusable cups for safety reasons, so you can only use it at home. But, oh my goodness, I think I need that for some holiday cheer at home. Did you find them?
I did. I can't see the reusable one. I see the...
The four? Do you see the four? The reusable one is the farthest on the left. That has all the stripes. It's super cute.
See, if I might be on a different thing because it keeps changing.
It's like a little GIF.
Yeah.
Well, the holiday drinks this year are the usual ones like peppermint mocha and chestnut praline latte and have your sugar spike and go into a diabetic coma, but they are delicious.
No, I was in a local convenience store yesterday. I had to get gas.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that they have something seasonal right now. It is a drink that has peanut butter in it.
Ooh.
And they use the Take 5 candy bars.
Oh, my goodness.
That. Like swirled into it. It sounded delicious.
Sounds.
I got to get one sometime.
Amazing.
It's in sheets.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, if you're driving past Starbucks today and you need a coffee fix, go ahead and order a holiday latte and you'll get a free reusable cup. Flashback Friday, a few minutes away. Couple songs before we get to the news, sports, and AccuWeather. It's Tom and Laura and Chad in the morning, 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Flashback Friday coming up next. Chad Hershberger, have you decided on your Flashback Friday song yet?
Rupert Holmes, the escape song, the pina colada song.
Oh, yeah. That's a great song. Well, you think it over and then text me because Flashback Friday is next. Of course, a check at news, sports, AccuWeather on the way. Get those requests in 1-800-326-94KX. Ford Fun Line is always open. Text us at 49330 or message on the 94KX Facebook page. That's a long-distance dedication to Claire.
Hello.
Hello, Claire. Good morning.
Good morning.
So now I have to ask you, you're a little young to be liking on the Beatles, but apparently your mom and dad taught you really well.
Yeah.
Is that one of your favorite songs?
I like that song. I can play it on the ukulele.
What?
Part of it.
You play the ukulele?
Yeah.
Okay, so now I have a question for you. It's Flashback Friday. Have you ever heard of Schoolhouse Rock?
Yes.
Oh, you have? Okay.
See how definitively she said that?
Yes, she knows. So, Schoolhouse Rock.
You have the DVDs.
Do you? Well, then maybe she will recognize this song. It's Flashback Friday, so I figured I would pull something from the archives. There is a presidential election song from Schoolhouse Rock. Take a listen.
4 years have passed. It's time again to stage the main event. Election day is drawing near. We'll pick our president. Republicans and Democrats hold national conventions. They build their party platforms to broadcast their intentions. The candidates they nominate will surely have potential. They'll have to campaign long and hard to prove they're presidential. With whistle stops and photo ops and great debates and TV spots, posters, pics, even dirty tricks, they run for president. The key states are the bigger ones with larger populations. They have the electoral votes it takes to win elections. Abe Lincoln, Grant, and FDR, they all got here this way. Be sure your mom and dad get out to vote election day. After whistle stops and photo ops and great debates and TV spots, election day, we'll have our say and pick a president. Exercise your vote.
I just love that. What do you think, Claire? Did you hear that before?
I don't think so.
Well, election day is when we pick a president, except for this year, when it takes a little extra time to count all of the votes.
And that's okay.
And that is A-okay. Flashback Friday continues. You can get your request in just like Claire did by calling 1-800-326-94KX. Text us at 49330 or call us up on the Ford Fun Line or message us on the 94KX Facebook page. I'm having so much fun. Chad, still waiting on your request.
What's new in theaters this weekend?
What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
If you want to check out a movie this weekend, a whole bunch of fan favorites are returning to local theaters for just $5 a ticket. They are Toy Story, American Sniper, Get Out, 1917, Happy Death Day, and Goldfinger. And yes, that is the James Bond Goldfinger, which a lot of us were too young to see in the theaters when it came out, or maybe we weren't even born yet, so that does sound like it would be fun to go see on the big screen. Now, as far as new movies, there is only one, and that is Let Him Go. A retired sheriff and his wife, grieving over the death of their son, set out to find their only grandson. This one stars Diane Lane and Kevin Costner. I screened it a couple weeks ago, and I will give you an opening day review coming up in just a few minutes.
It is, and Tom and Laura in the morning, but Chad Hirschberger has a request, don't you?
I do. We're going to go all the way back to the 80s.
Okay.
We're going to flash back to my childhood.
Oh, boy.
From 1985.
Okay.
Here is Austrian rock singer Falco with Rock Me Amadeus.
Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Set in the 1950s, Let Him Go stars Diane Lane and Kevin Costner as a couple who set off in search of their grandson after the boy's abusive stepfather runs off with him and his mother. The search takes them deep into the rural Dakotas, where they discover the guy is part of a backwoods crime family headed up by matriarch Leslie Manville. And she has exactly zero intention of handing that kid over. Let Him Go builds suspense from the start and then just keeps cranking it up. I love some of the subtle ways it does that. For example, Costner's character is a retired sheriff, but when he first meets the family matriarch, he's visibly intimidated by her. Because he's so afraid of her, we know that we should be too. All the performances are outstanding. Diane Lane is superb as the concerned grandmother who drives the mission, and Costner is equally good as her husband, who senses that their trek is going to lead to some bad outcomes. And then there's Leslie Manville, who is absolutely chilling. Let Him Go is a great thriller, but also a great movie about the love of two grandparents for a child. I haven't seen a more gripping film in 2020. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 4 Dances with Wolves.
Wow. Wow. 4 Dances with Wolves.
Mike has been given some high reviews lately.
I don't know if this has ever happened before in the history of the show. I believe, and if Tom were here, he could correct me if I was wrong, that's 2 4-star reviews back-to-back from Movie Mike.
That's what I was thinking.
Last week,
I was listening last Friday, and
yes,
I thought he gave 4 to last week.
He did. It was for that scary movie that I said absolutely I didn't want to see, but this one sounds very interesting. I
get
also
out and watch the movies.
Yeah, right. I also really, really love all of the actors that are involved. Wonderful actors and actresses in this film. So, Movie Mike, thank you. We'll chat with him again on Monday. He'll be back with the entertainment report. Of course, every Friday, Mike tells us what's new in theaters and gives us a review. 4 stars. I am flabbergasted. Wow. Let's see. It's almost 8 o'clock. Chad, oh my gosh.
More Flashback Friday coming up.
That's right. Get those requests in at 1-800-326-94KX. You can text us as well, 49330, or message on the 94KX Facebook page. I'm having a blast. Are you?
I am too.
Awesome.
This has been fun this week.
It has been. I wish you were here standing next to me, but do you know what? This is the next best thing. And with the kids involved, it's been really, really fun.
And it's great. I love the commute.
Couple steps down into your basement. New yep. Sports, AccuWeather on the way next. More Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura. But today and this week, it's Laura and Chad on 94KX. Flashback Friday, that goes out by special request to Aaron Hirschberger. He wanted to hear Toad the Wet Sprocket, All I Want. How's it going in the Hirschberger household there, Chad?
It's going good. Do you know why he wanted to hear Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Why?
Because I introduced him to that band during the pandemic mm-hmm. when we happened to come upon one night that the lead singer of Toad the Wet Sprocket, Glenn Phillips, was doing live on Facebook little concerts from his living room. And we started watching them, and Glenn does them, still doing them, three days a week. It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It used to be Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 o'clock Pacific time.
Yeah.
On Wednesdays now, he's doing them at noon so that his friends overseas can see it.
Oh, that's
but
so
we've been
cool.
Watching the concerts as Aaron goes to sleep at night, and so now he's a big Toad fan.
Very, very cool. Do you know what's interesting? During the pandemic, so many celebrities have been doing that on social media, jumping on from their homes, giving impromptu, either acoustic or other kinds of concerts. I've watched many myself, and it's just so neat to see inside a celebrity's home, but then also get to hear them almost in a raw sense via Facebook or Instagram.
Exactly. It is great. I've enjoyed it myself. And Glenn does acoustic, and he does some new stuff. He does some stuff from other artists, cover songs. It's just been wonderful. And it's one of the things that I'm calling a pandemic positive.
Oh, I
this
like
never
that.
Would have happened because of
Ooh.
The pandemic.
Ooh, that is
and
like my patio. I never
go.
Would have redone my patio if there hadn't been a pandemic. Now, are the kids off to school, or are they still there?
They're still here. They're getting ready. They'll be leaving here in the next 5-10 minutes.
All right.
But
so
Claire
then,
wanted to do a dad
yeah,
joke.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm all for Claire's joke of the day.
Go ahead, Claire.
I have 2.
Okay, let's hear them.
The first one is, my wife said, "You weren't even listening, were you?" And I thought, that's a pretty weird way to start a conversation.
Here's the one that I liked. This is mine for the day. Son. Dad, have you seen my sunglasses? Dad. No. Have you seen my dad glasses?
That one's simple but sweet.
Oh, my wife from upstairs said that was a good one.
Oh, did she? She's listening upstairs, either on the radio or on the app. That's hilarious. This is truly a family affair. Well, Claire and Aaron, have a great day at school. Flashback Friday, of course, continues. Your requests, we're taking them, 1-800-326-94KX. Chad, don't go anywhere because you and I have lots more to talk about.
We do.
I hope you're moving and grooving at home, because I definitely was doing a little 70s-esque sort of dance thing by myself in the studio here. It's Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. Chad Hershberger at home at the Hershberger Hacienda, hopefully jamming out as well.
Ooh, I like that. Hershberger Hacienda.
Right? A little alliteration on this Friday morning. I think you should make a sign that says that, Hershberger Hacienda.
My wife has a cricket. She can do that.
Oh, there you go. Christmas gifts all around. You can make little signs. It'd be perfect.
Yeah.
So now, this morning, I don't know how you feel about this song. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I read somewhere that it is like, didn't it overtake White Christmas as the most popular download? Or
it did. Like, it's been downloaded a billion times. And I have to admit, on November 1st, I suddenly wanted to have all things Christmas right away, even though I never skip Thanksgiving. That's actually my favorite holiday.
Well, did you know that satellite radio already has three all Christmas stations?
Really? Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, yeah, tis time, I guess. Well, somebody mashed up Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You with, wait for it, Metallica's For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Oh, my word. This should be good.
Awesome.
That is good.
Right? I didn't think at first it was going to work. And then I listened to it and found myself clicking play again and again. That actually kind of worked really, really well.
I liked it. I'm a big fan of Christmas music, so that might have to be downloaded and added to my repertoire.
There you go. All I Want for Christmas Is You, plus For Whom the Bell Tolls. Either way, it's Flashback Friday. News, sports, AccuWeather is next. Who are we, Chad?
We are Tom and Laura in the morning, except when Tom's not here and Chad's broadcasting from his basement. Chad Hershberger, that is, right here on 94KX.
I do what I want when I push the buttons. Right, Chad?
Absolutely. When that came on, I'm like, Laura picked this one.
I did. I'm so sorry. I had to. You know what? Actually, it was technically a request from my mother. She said,
well, there you go.
You go ahead and you play a little Britney. Tom's not there. He can't tell you not to.
You have to take the advantage when you can, right?
I can. I can indeed. And I did. And I'm not sorry about it. And there may or may not be a video posted to Instagram of me dancing around like a 16-year-old. And I'm okay with that, too.
I will have to see if that video looks exactly like what I had pictured in my mind that you were dancing in the studio.
It probably does. It's been a wonderful Flashback Friday. Thank you so much for all of the text messages and requests. Coming up on Monday, there is a really, really cool event going on at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. It's a Veterans Drive-Thru Appreciation event. And I just wanted to mention it really quickly, Chad, because it's an awesome thing that a whole handful of our elected officials are doing ahead of Veterans Day, which is this coming Wednesday.
That's correct. And it's going to be at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. It's going to be near the former Bon-Ton parking lot. And the veterans can come in and weave around, I guess, different businesses and organizations that are going to have signs of gratitude. They're going to be providing gifts. Not only are the people that organizing this, the local representatives and our elected officials, but also there's businesses involved as well. And they have gifts and some other things that will recognize and appreciate our veterans.
It's this coming Monday from 9:30 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. All are welcome, of course. And if you would like to register for the event, you can do so online at Representative Linda Schlegel Culver's website, which is repculver.com.
Don't you shine my love.
Shambhala. Did I say it right?
You did.
I actually, when your wife requested that song, I was like, wait, what song is that? And then the second it came on and I mispronounced it, sorry about that. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I've heard this before. I haven't heard that song in forever.
Classic Three Dog Night.
Mm-hmm.
1970s. I'm not sure what year, but.
Good stuff to wrap up a Flashback Friday. I could not keep up with the text requests, a couple of Facebook messages, phone calls coming in, and I saw it ringing a couple of times. I apologize if I was busy and I couldn't answer. Wonderful, wonderful participation on a Flashback Friday.
Oh, my wife is yelling from upstairs, 1975.
Oh my gosh, she knows her stuff. Thank you, Mrs. Hirschberger. Well, as always, we finish up the show with a thought for the day. Chad, I just have to say thank you so much for being my partner in crime for the week and filling in for Tom while he takes a couple of days off. I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure. Hopefully we can do this again. I had a great time this week. And honestly, it wasn't that bad getting up early when you can just jump out of bed and go downstairs and go to work.
Exactly. The magic of technology, it really is a beautiful thing. And I finally got used to the early wake up again. That 4 a.m. alarm comes really quick, but now I'm back in the swing of things. And hopefully we will hear from Tom soon. But it has just been a pleasure to be on the air with you this entire week. Chad Evans, of course, is up next. News and AccuWeather on the way. A 30-minute continuous music sweep. But before we say goodbye and have a good weekend, do you have a thought for the day, Chad?
I have two.
All right.
Let's had one picked out.
Okay.
And then I saw something else online that I thought I would share. Somebody posted this morning, whatever happens today, please don't buy all the toilet paper. Please.
No.
So that's the funny one.
We don't need to go back to that moment in time. That was a weird moment during the pandemic. We don't need to bulk buy anything, really. We just take a deep breath.
That's correct. And so taking a deep breath, feeling gratitude is the way that I think we can get through these days as we're waiting the presidential results and with the pandemic still going on. And I like this quote that I found this morning from William Arthur Ward.
Mm-hmm.
He said this, feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it.
Oh, wow. I like
feeling
that.
Gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. So show some gratitude today. Go out and tell people how you feel about them. Well, maybe I shouldn't have said it that way.
No, you know what? No, with kindness, if you have loved ones or people you haven't spoken to in a while and you are grateful for them, tell them, because I think we all could use a little love and a little gratitude, particularly as we navigate the crazy times that we are in.
I agree. Well, and have a great weekend, too.
Yes, thank you, you too. Everybody have a great day. Chad Evans is next. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.